You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, when you sign up using code DNVR, you're going to get some super special offers, like how a simple $5 bet can turn into, well, frankly, $1,000, something along those lines. That's really what they got going on. They've got other ones, $5, turns into $100 in free bets. Just make sure you sign up using code DNVR so you can be eligible for some of those offers on DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
I am Susie Hunter. Patrick, personal note, programming note, I'm feeling human again. Round of applause for me. Thank you.
That's good. You're sounding human. You're sounding more like the Susie Hunter we know very well. So that's wonderful.
Yes, I was walking in our conversation before the show actually started. So once I'm squawking like a bird, you know I'm back.
That's a good way to help clear out all of the mucus and other things that can be built up when one is feeling under the weather.
Yes, for sure.
Is it better to be all like logged up in the head in the summertime? I feel like I've like never had a cold in the summer. I didn't even know that was possible. I guess It is, obviously. But is it better to have it now than in the wintertime?
I don't have a cold. I have COVID, so like it's different.
That's true.
Yeah, like everyone's getting it. It's only a matter of time.
I got the streak. I know. I'm gonna be the outlier because I still haven't gotten a little C yet.
Because you avoid everyone, and I unfortunately didn't avoid everyone.
I avoid the right people. I'll say it like that. I do not avoid everyone. I avoid the right people. And hey, look. The Rockies cannot avoid the Los Angeles Dodgers right now. That's who they've got this week. We'll talk about the minor leagues. We'll address the L.A. Hurus Montero situation and play a game. The situation, really, the first situation is the pronunciation of his name. I don't want to tip the scales too early, but I had to ask the guy straight up last week, how do you say your name? And it turns out, I think Thomas Harding had it right the whole time. So it's L.A. Hurus. But the A has like an accent. It's not actually on his name. So it's L.A. Hurus.
L.A. Hurus.
Yeah.
I feel like next time I see him, I just want him to say it to my face so I can just so I can hear it from him, the way he says it. Yeah, that's the fun part about L.A. Hurus's name is that no one pronounces it the same way twice. And also, we don't get to hear it enough because he's just been on the bench for a little long.
Yeah. Yes, we will discuss that. No doubt
about
it. We
will discuss it.
I think that's why he just goes by Monty. I think that's – it's just he's referred to as Monty. It's also a little bit shorter, so it looks a little bit nicer. We'll touch on that on 4th of July, man. We didn't get a chance to talk about that game on Monday night, but Kyle Freeland's – near no-hitter ended up being kind of a no-no start. He was pretty frustrated after that. But for a while there, he looked like he was about to make history once again on the 4th of July. That would have been so fantastic to see that.
I had so many Land of the K-Free tweets all queued up, ready to go. I was like, oh, it's on. Like, this is going to be like the best game of his life. And then it all just fell apart. And I think we were all disappointed and frustrated right there with him.
We got some support from Jose Iglesias in that game, hit a solo home run, his second in about a week. Now, I think someone did eventually end up writing about this, but when he hit his home run, we talked to him after the game, only for a couple minutes, and I stuck around to keep kind of peppering him with those little questions. It was somewhat similar to when Sam Hilliard shaved and got a hit. And then it was, let's just see how many more. Hey, are you using aftershave? What's the situation with that? You know, are we going electric razor? Are we going straight razor? Like, let's just see how long we could go on with this because we might be able to get some good quotes. And we ended up getting that because he mentioned that there was, as he phrased it, an internal joke amongst the team about who's going to hit the first home run, Iglesias or Daza. Because I asked, I said, we couldn't get a good look at what the dugout was like last week at Coors, but I imagine his teammates were probably rather amped for him to have hit that no doubter, went back and checked the stats on would it dong, would have donged in all 30 stadiums. So good for him on that one. And then, you know, he does it again on Monday, but I hit him with that follow up about the quote unquote internal joke and said, well, you know, did you win a nice little friendly bet? And we kind of like overlapped. He was answering while I was asking and he stopped what he was saying. He said, we can't bet on baseball. And just looked out into the void and everyone that was within earshot cracked up. It was a great line. I mean, it's true. You can't, but it was great how he just kind of slipped that in there to kind of say, you know, I could give you a good baseball-y answer, but instead I'm almost going to give you no answer. So it was actually it was quite funny.
That's awesome.
I was glad to see that part of his personality come out. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we do get a chance to chat with him. He's delightful. I just love that, like, for legal reasons, this is a joke.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case, just so you know, because it's not a friendly bet. It's still a bet.
Yeah. So, and it does. It's
not necessarily a bet on baseball. It's a bet on a baseball activity. But you know what? Let's be clear. And so Jose Iglesias does not bet on baseball, even with his friends. He does not. I should have followed up about fantasy football. That's another thing there, obviously. Or fantasy football. He might be more of a soccer guy.
Hmm.
Very much could be.
Well, we'll find out next time they're back. When I'm back there, so we can, of course, you know, divide and conquer and actually get a lot of work done.
We did find out that the guy that I had sort of been tabbing as Wednesday's starter, it's a night game, too. It's a night game at 8:10. It's one of the reasons why the Rockies game against the Dodgers last week at Coors was also at night, because the Dodgers don't really do getaway days. I don't know if no one shows up. You might have a better idea about that, Susie. If you have like a 1 o'clock game, no one's showing up at all. I could see that being a thing. I once went to a day game at Shea Stadium, circa 2006 or seven. And I was so fed up by the traffic that may be the only game I've ever left early because it was that bad.
Wow. Darn.
Yeah. I didn't mean it's so dark there.
Yeah. I wonder what the factors are out there. I mean, maybe like, is the sun too much during the day? Are they like worried about, you know, people getting sunburnt? That's a real concern. I don't know.
There could be something about, though, that you're right about how the stadium is positioned, possibly. I think it's just mostly a, you know what, hey, we want to get celebrities and everyone coming down. Let's make it a late night type of event. And so they're going to have it at night. So you're not going to have that day game on Wednesday like you might typically. Thought it was Ryan Feltner. Ryan Feltner looked like he was going to be that guy to take Antonio Senzatella's spot in the IL after he had a little bit of that labrum and shoulder issue. But he ends up, ahead of Tuesday's game, going on the injured list, retroactive to June 21st. So, June 22nd. So he can come back July 11th, which will be next Monday against San Diego. That would be at home, and that would line up for a start as the number five guy. It lines up with whoever's going on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about who that might be, but they could possibly go again next Monday, or maybe we're just going to get a bullpen day possibly on Wednesday, or it's going to be somebody else. And maybe depending on how successful that start is on Wednesday, they could get another start or Feltner comes back. But Susie, what have you got in your dossier on Jose Urania?
Listen, this guy's on the taxi squad. So, I mean,
So you know more than me is what you're saying. Yeah.
I mean, this is who we're looking at to make that Wednesday start. But, you know, of course, looking at the numbers in Albuquerque, not the best, but also that's not a very pitcher friendly league. So we got to take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. They had signed him. I didn't realize he had actually made a couple appearances with Milwaukee this season. I just remember him back from his days with the Marlins not that long back. Yeah, signed him as a depth piece in the minors, and with all of the unfortunate injuries that they've had, and most injuries are unfortunate. It's just kind of how it goes. Ryan Rollison, you know, done for the season. Peter Lambert still not back. They, as we mentioned on Sunday's show or Monday's podcast, they were able to swing a deal for a Corey Oswalt, who ended up starting on the 4th of July. So they turned around and used him immediately as a spot starter. So they just need some depth. They need some bodies. And so it all signs point to Jose Urania going on Wednesday. Still not official at the time of recording, but the Jose Urania era set to begin.
Well said. Well said.
I don't know how many folks are excited out there about it, but the era is going to begin whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, whether it's going to be good or bad, it's happening.
Yeah, there's not a spot on the 40-man roster. Off the top of my head, I didn't get a chance to look at it before we started recording, but I think there's still a guy or two that's not, hasn't been put on the 60-day. I think Tyler Kinley might still just be on the 15-day IL. And so if his season is in fact done, even if it isn't, and he's just not going to be back for 2 months, he can go on the 60-day. That frees up a spot. Urania gets called up. And then maybe Justin Lawrence goes back down, because we did see on Monday's game, Justin Lawrence was in L.A. with Ashton Godot, went down for 2 games. So there's been a lot of moving and shaking in various parts with that bullpen for that final spot in the bullpen, now that, you know, everyone is relatively healthy in the bullpen, but not so much in the starting rotation. So that's been a challenge. And if we're talking about guys who've been shuttled back and forth a little bit and have struggled for playing time, what's the story with Elijeris Montero? We don't talk about Elijeris Montero. No, I guess we should. Maybe that's his other nickname. Do we call him Bruno?
Oh, I still haven't seen that movie, so same. I know the references from the song that was big on TikTok.
We don't talk about Monty. Maybe there haven't actually, to the Rockies' credit, I guess, for a lack of a better term, they haven't been peppered with, you know, a ton of questions about Montero, about, you know, their usage of him. I imagined at some point in LA that question does need to be toss Bud Black's way or the front office's way, because since he's been called up on June 21st, that's about 13 games. Tuesday night's game will be 14 games. He wasn't in the starting lineup for that game, and he's only started 4 of those 14 games. He got in as I think he was a pinch runner in one of those games late. So he hasn't played that much. He's 3 for 14, but that's a super small sample size in general. You know, is he better served getting more playing time down in AAA, applying his craft? He's still a young guy. And I think that was a lot of the hesitancy back in May. He came up, made his debut, went 2 for 4, and they sent him back down because he wasn't going to get playing time. Well, the same, that situation is true right now, and yet he is still being kept on the roster. And much to a lot of fans' consternation who believe in Elijeris Montero and feel he should get some playing time.
Yeah, for sure. No, I've definitely seen some very vocal people about what is going on with Elijeris Montero. Why are we not playing him enough? But I mean, yeah, I wonder, what is this move? Why aren't we letting him get more playing time at AAA so he's staying fresh? I mean, is he around just in case the Chris Bryant situation kind of blows up? Like, what is the plan here?
Yeah, no, all fair questions. I think on Monday, Hampson, you know, again, you got to keep these guys fresh that are on the bench. You get it. But Ryan McMahon is your everyday third baseman. If you want to give him a day off when there's a left-hander on the hill, and they, I feel like the Rockies have seen an inordinate amount of left-handers over the course of the season. It's probably close to about 30, if not 30 on the nose already at this point. So it's been a lot of lefties. And so if you want to rest some of your left-hand hitters, hey, that's a great opportunity to get someone like Montero in. But Hampson did get the start there at third base on Monday. McMahon back in the lineup against right-handed rookie Ryan Pepio. And so, yeah, it really just begs the question, like, what's going on? Is it better for him? Because I think in some instances, it may be better for a guy to, like I say, wallow away on the end of a bench, but there certainly could be instances of watching you know, what's going on, learning a little bit, getting your opportunities. What's so much different now? And maybe again, this has something to do with the transition from the pitcher hitting to the DH, is that there are not those same opportunities you used to have in the National League, where you could have a young guy like that on your bench. He could come up and get a start once in a while, but just about every day he could get a pinch hit appearance. And that's, you know, that was fine last year for Rio Ruiz late in the second half, you know, because he wasn't one of those young guys that the Rockies were invested in. He wasn't going to be a future part of the organization. I think he ended up going over to either Japan or South Korea to play ball during the offseason. But Elias Montero is very much a guy that is going to be a future part of this club. And he's played, you know, incredibly well since they acquired him in that Nolan Arenado deal. And so if he's not going to play at third base, we understand that. CJ Krohn's, you know, he's played in every single game. There was one game he didn't start, but he did end up playing in that game. So you understand that over on first, you know, that first base is blocked. But between those two positions, I feel like you should be able to get him in the lineup a little bit more.
Yeah, I definitely would like to see him in the lineup a little bit more. I agree with you on that. But, you know, you brought up a great point, like him being around, him just learning, him being around big leaguers and in that environment. I mean, there's got to be some benefit to that, too.
Yeah, we did see on Sunday that he was working with Stu Cole, doing some of those ground ball drills with the little ground ball machine that he's been taking out, and mostly working with Brendan Rodgers. And again, maybe that is some of it too, is, you know, picking Stu Cole's brain about different strategies here and there. We actually saw him on Sunday when he played first base. He made two plays. I remember off the top of my head thinking, oh, that's a good play. It might be, you know, might've been like almost an average type play where you go, hey, a good first baseman makes that play. But it's one where a guy that typically doesn't play first base, he's got that glove in his arsenal, no doubt about it. But it was a play you go, okay, all right, if you can make that play consistently, that's fantastic. It's a play that Daniel Murphy, unfortunately, was not really able to make in 19 and 20. It's a play that in the first month or so of the season, CJ Krohn didn't make, but now he's made it a lot. And I'm not going to say he's going to be a finalist for the Gold Glove Award at first base in the NL, but he might be on the fringes of it. And that sounds extreme, but I think there's a lot of truth in that. We talked about some of the metrics, even having him as the third best first baseman defensively. So, you know, there is that chance. So you got to be able to find a way to get Montero in these games a little bit late. We saw it on Monday night. Charlie Blackmon came in late, pinch hit, you know, got an RBI single, made it 5-3. So, you know, tying run at the plate, maybe, you know, you could have had an opportunity like that if the inning kept going on for a fresh bat like Montero. But coming off the bench cold like that as a young guy in a big spot, it can be a little bit harder. But bottom line, seems like he needs to get more opportunities to play. And it's hard because there's not a natural fit for him right now with what this roster is doing, and which then begs the question, well, what's going to happen with this Rockies team in the next couple months? And I don't think we have enough time to really get into both what the team is going to do or what they'll probably do and what we think they should do, because for better or worse, those two things are probably different.
Yeah, for sure. They always are. They always are.
Yeah, what's not different is the consistency that we're bringing to you each and every day over at the DNVR.com. Now only 50 cents for your first month. The bar is being worked on right now at the moment, but guess what? Even when you're not coming and hanging out and getting all those extra raffle tickets, discounts on merchandise and getting that member-sized beer, you're still getting amazing Broncos coverage. Now with a guy called, he got called up, right? He was drafted from CU Buffs coverage. Now he's doing the Broncos and our very own Henry Chisholm. Love to see Hank doing his thing. Avs are still crushing it on their side. Hey, they won a cup. And, you know, I don't know if there's a Stanley Cup in Denver sports coverage, but I would venture to say the Avs coverage is trying to win another one this year because they did it last year. They're going to do it again. Nuggets are always great. We're doing our part as well. Rapids, Buffs, Rams, even rugby. We've got all that covered and more at the DNVR.com. And now, if you actually want an annual membership, you're going to get a free shirt from DNVRLocker.com. Make sure you're getting some Breckenridge Brew there. It's summertime now. You probably enjoyed some fireworks there. It's great. It's a great patio drink. It's great with any barbecue. No two ways about it. That's Breckenridge Brew, specifically the Avalanche Ale. It's still the drink of the season. The calendar flipped from June to July. But you know what? It still feels like it's the Avs time. So tap in to wherever you get your local liquor, or at a local liquor store, or at a King Supers, wherever. It's Avalanche Ale by Breckenridge Brewery. And give them a little bit of extra attention right now, especially because they donate to so many wonderful charities in and around the Colorado area for each and every purchase that's made on all their products, particularly that Avalanche Ale. Susie, I don't know if you watch any of UFC over the weekend. Are you a big UFC? UFC-er? I don't think that's a thing.
No, I don't think that's a thing either. I'm neutral on it for sure.
Yeah, you never got into it? Is it too violent for you?
It's too violent for me. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. I respect the athleticism, but, you know, I can't handle it.
Yes, a lot of athleticism. No two ways about that. UFC 276 was fantastic over the weekend. I won a couple bucks, so I'm feeling
right.
Pretty good about that overall.
Let's go.
You know, not a ton, yes, but you know, again, feeling really good overall, really solidly. But look, the action never stops over on DraftKings Sportsbook all throughout this summer. Again, new customers, you get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Seriously, make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash it in. You can also throw down on all kinds of baseball. We'll look at the lines for the Rockies-Dodgers game here at the end of the episode. Golf, MMA, more, you name it. The same game parlays, the spreads, money lines, over-unders, props. Your betting options feel endless, so that means the fun is endless. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code DNVR. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Susie, if you end up winning some money over there on DraftKings Sportsbook, I know you have in the past. If you won enough, would you be tempted in purchasing a piece of the Colorado Rockies? Because a piece of the Colorado Rockies is being put up for sale. The Denver Post is looking to sell 3% of their ownership of the Rockies. Actually, it's really Alden Global Capital, which owns the Post and their 7% ownership stake. But 3% is pretty much going to be up for grabs. You want to get in on the baseball ownership business, Susie? Is that in your future, possibly?
Yeah, listen, I've seen the turnout. I absolutely want to get in on that. I'm fascinated that the Denver Post is selling their stake. 3%, what can you do with 3% of anything? That is actually my question. I'm not a business person. I don't know what you can do with 3% of something.
Great percent. Or what's your rights? I think you're just allowed to like show up to this shareholders meeting and like grumble and you ultimately can't do anything because you only have 3%. I mean, you look around and like, hey, what's up, 5% guy? And, you know, the 7.5% lady over there. And hey, what if we all, you know, came together and started a little faction? And oh, wait, we still don't even have close to 50.1%. So you probably can't do much except just enjoy the general profits. As you mentioned, you can see the money that's going out there at Coors Field.
I see money. I see dollar bills, okay?
You're seeing the City Connect jerseys everywhere. I was at a restaurant in Boulder over the weekend, and I definitely saw two City Connect hats, and I think I even saw a shirt at a pretty small restaurant. So, I mean, again, people are digging that. And in talking with our guys over at PHNX, Jesse N. Friedman, at Jesse N. Friedman on Twitter, he said that all weekend, the D-backs announcers were commenting on how remarkable and to a degree unbelievable it was, how good the attendance was for their club. When the D-backs go on the road somewhere, they don't typically see an increase in attendance. And yet they got that for 3 days this weekend.
That's so funny, actually. I do love our friends over at PHNX. They photoshopped what their City Connect jersey would look like if it was modeled after the Arizona license plate. Now I have to find the tweet because I wanted to put it on the show. But I was like, actually looks kind of good. I don't know if you guys are making fun of us or not, but It looks good.
The colors are okay, but yeah, they just straight up slapped the license plate on a jersey. So if you made some tweaks, it could be interesting because I feel like it had a little of that almost Sedona red maroon kind of color, similar to what ASU has. And then there was like some light blue that was in there. So it was kind of interesting, but you could possibly buy a part of the Rockies, and it's a good investment because recently Sportico, not sure how many, how often you frequent the business side of sports. I'm interested once in a while. I'll dabble. It is curious to know, but Sportico recently valued the Rockies at $1.43 billion. It's only 22nd in MLB, but okay, a 3% stake would be worth about $43 million. So now we know where to set the goal. 43 mil for, would it be our Kickstarter or would it be a GoFundMe? What exactly would it be to own 3%?
I think we got to do a GoFundMe for sure. I think a couple of years ago, wasn't there a brewery that was spearheading a, hey, let's buy the Rockies situation a couple of years? Do you remember this or did I dream
a
it?
A little bit, yes. I don't necessarily remember it being a brewery doing that, but I do remember hearing those things. It's funny for a second, then you go, well, obviously that there's no way that's going to work out. But yeah, I'm here for it a little bit. I'll keep checking in from time to time. It is a good way to get some advertisement, which is why we're launching the DNVR Buys the Rockies campaign. No, we're not. We're not doing that.
Listen, if we just get 1 million people, 1 million of our listeners to pitch in $43, we're good. We're Gucci.
That's true. You know what? Let's make it a little bit easier. Let's make it a little bit easier on them, Susie. I don't think that's unreasonable to ask for everyone to chip in $43. However, according to, you know, again, how my brain works, and I'm just looking at the statistics, I actually think it might be easier if we got 43 million of our listeners to chip in $1. So
perfect. Perfect.
So I think that might be the way to go. No, it's crazy to think that 30 years ago, the Rockies were purchased for only, quote unquote, only $92 million. And now 3% of the club, or rather, like, say 7%, 7% of the club is now worth $92 million. That's insane.
That is, I mean, listen, when you look at the numbers, that's a good investment.
Well, it is. I mean, that's why there's so many different firms are trying to get in on purchasing these teams, even just small ownership groups. There was someone last month, I want to say, or a month and a half ago, that they became part of the first group that owned part of a team in every league, including MLS. And they also own, you know, some soccer clubs over in Europe. So it's wild. This actually isn't the first time, too, that the Post has explored a sale of the Rockies. According to Yahoo Sports, back in 2012, when the franchise valuations were like starting to really go through the roof, and a lot of these different firms were focusing on digital media, and all kinds of different, you know, potential buyers out there. The sale ultimately never happened, but at that time, the value of the Rockies was $464 million in 2012. So in 20 years, it goes from 92 to 464. That's it quintupled in value, right? Five times as much. And then in 10 years, it a little bit more than, or almost exactly tripled in value.
That is so crazy. Yet the minimum wage has hardly gone up in that time.
And which is why, again, for only $1 of investment, you're going to get back a lot more when we end up selling, or, you know, kind of running this thing from the inside. We'll see. How much more interesting would our podcast be if we talked about all the different things that went on the inside about, guys, well, this just in, we are voting on whether we're going to have a new vendor or not. So right now it's currently Aramark, and then everyone actually tunes out, even though now we've got all kinds of exclusive access, because it's like, all they do is talk about the parking garage situation and all kind. And it's like, okay, yeah, it actually was worse for the program overall. But yeah, it's not going to bring a major change. You know, the Montforts and their ownership group, you know, they still own a good majority of it. So it's not necessarily going to change. But you know what? Inside those mega companies, man, I think unless something really nefarious or something kind of crazy happens, it's really hard to, you know, get rid of those people. You have to create some kind of conspiracy. And I don't know. I never watch Succession.
I haven't.
Succession. Why did that? That was really hard for me to say.
You Succession. Doing okay? I haven't seen it yet either. I'm too busy rewatching the same like five shows that I always watch over and over again. I keep meaning to watch it. Is that what it's about? I don't know what it's about.
It
I
is just about
know people like it.
Yes, it is. It is about owning a professional baseball organization that frequently finishes third or fourth or sometimes fifth place in their five-team division. So it actually is very much about the Rockies. Look, you said it, so you might as well talk about it. What are these five shows that you continue to cycle through? So again, for people to make their connections. And while you're thinking, because you said five, so I feel like you got to hit five. Maybe we'll let you off easy if you only come up with three. But I was just watching I Think You Should Leave. And oh my God.
That's a good show.
I barely made it to this recording because I'm like, nah, you know what? I think I just want to watch
you
three
did
or four
get
these
here.
In a row.
You got here really late, like for your standards. I was like, is he okay? Okay, so the five shows that I watch over and over and over again. Parks and Rec, 30 Rock, BoJack Horseman. What else do I watch over and over
BoJack.
Again?
BoJack. BoJack is a surprise.
You know what? It's so dark, so you need to like really like you need to space it out. You can't do another rewatch like too soon because
Will Arnett is the voice, right?
But yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he's great. So speaking of Will Arnett,
Arrested Development.
I got COVID brain. So that is another one that I frequently watch.
If you do Parks and Rec, it's only natural you do The Office, though, no?
No, I'm not an Office fan.
Wow.
It makes me, like, I appreciate some of the bits, but as a whole, that show makes me so anxious.
There are moments. Yes. No, you're absolutely right. There are, that was what it was like when I was younger and I watched Seinfeld. Like I still to this day, when I see Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I'm like, why couldn't you let George enjoy his life? He had a wig on or he had a toupee. He was enjoying life and she threw his toupee out the window. Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't watched the show that, you know, that they had their finale 25 years ago. But you're right. There is a little, you know, anxiety inducing type behaviors.
Yeah. There are some bits in that show where I'm like, this is some of the finest comedy ever crafted. But like as a whole, I'm like, that show just it makes me so anxious. I don't watch it. I can't binge it. I can't do it.
All right. Well, this is actually good timing because there is somebody on the Dodgers. We put in the notes, this was a real hodgepodge, a couple of things, Yensi Almonte getting the save on Monday. And you're like, come on. All right, fine. Good for you, guy.
Good for him. Good for Yensi.
Mookie Betts playing a little second base. He did play the second base in the minors, which is, you're like, that's just kind of weird. A guy who won, I want to say five consecutive Gold Glove awards in the outfield. I mean, he's only 5'9". He's a small guy. So he kind of fits in a little bit as a second base. And that makes sense. Yeah, he's as tall as me. Okay, so you could play second base for the Dodgers as well, and possibly win a couple Gold Gloves in right field. Also, Rocky's connection too. I forget this. I don't have this to memory because I forget it frequently. His uncle played on the Rockies, Terry Shumpert, one of the best utility players in Rockies history. Terry Shumpert is actually Mookie Betts' uncle.
How did the Rockies not get Mookie Betts? What happened there?
I don't know. That's a great point. The Shumpster did not hook them up on the tip. But here's a tip. When you're watching the game, or anytime you're watching the Dodgers, and Hanser Alberto is on the roster or on the field, you might think, like me, and say, he bears a striking resemblance to The Office's Craig Robinson. Or the Pizza Hut guy. Doesn't he do commercials for Pizza Hut now?
Does he? I haven't seen those.
Yeah, he's been on TV.
Domino's.
Maybe it's Domino's.
I see the resemblance, though. That is crazy.
Right?
That's crazy.
Craig's put on a little bit of weight recently, so you got to go back to like season 2, season 3 of The Office.
Yeah.
Very good. There's a resemblance there.
I see it. This is why you got to watch us on YouTube, guys. Otherwise, how are you going to see these comparisons without Googling them for yourself?
Precisely. Yep. DNVR Sports over on YouTube. And hey, if you want to see our pearly whites, well, look, you can also, again, on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube, but you can get your very own at Green Mountain Dental Group. Look, you're smiling right now. It's a great time to be in Denver. I know the Rockies are 10 games under 500, could even be more depending on when you're listening to this. But going to Coors Field and knowing that the last championship that was awarded went to your team, went to our team. The Avs are on top. You're smiling. Now you want to make sure it's a pearly white smile. And you can get that taken care of by Green Mountain Dental Group. Best part, too, is now that when you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them, you're going to receive a free Sonicare toothbrush from Green Mountain Dental Group, located just 15 minutes from downtown Denver. And then take that pearly white smile and put a golf ball next to your smile. And see how well it is. Because I bring that up because our friends over at the Colorado Golf Association, they've got an awesome raffle. Easy for me to say, an awesome raffle. Can you say awesome raffle three times fast, Susie? Go. No, can you say anything?
Three times. I can't say anything right now. I'm coughing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You're like, where was Susie on that? Oh, she was hacking up a lung.
Well, yes, I was. Yes, I was.
No, they've got an awesome raffle going on for all of our golf fans out there. Check out their Dream Golf Vacation Raffle. Check this out. Prizes include a stay and play package at Wailea Blue Golf Course in Maui. Yeah, Hawaii. They're giving it away at Whistling Straits. A Naples golf tour and a Palm Beach golf tour, as well as $5,000 gift card to Bandon Dunes. Yes, that Bandon Dunes. Anyone who enters before July 14th will also be eligible to win an early bird prize of a VIP experience at the 2022 BMW Championship, where the winner will get an inside the ropes experience and walk with the players in the event. That's awesome. All proceeds benefit CGA community programs, including Youth on Course and Solich Caddy and Leadership Academy. Youth on Course allows kids 18 and under to play courses around the state for $5 or less. That's fantastic to get new and young blood into the sport and get these wonderful experiences. And the Solich Academy is a flagship program at the CGA for kids to caddy in a two-year training program. Head to coloradogolf.org to get your tickets today. A lot of great golf in the state.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Hashtag so much big drive energy.
Absolutely. I agree with it. Look, there's a lot of great golf in Colorado. There's also a lot of great trivia. And I love my trivia. And they used to say, I want my MTV. I say, I want my trivia. And Susie,
okay,
you've got some trivia for me, don't you?
I do. I came up with this game while I was on a lot of cough syrup. So it's called Who Let the Rocks Out? I hope we don't get sued for me doing that, for me singing that. But yeah, let's go. Are we ready for some? I'm going to give you some clues about who I'm talking about, which Rocky I'm talking about.
How many clues are we going to get about, roughly?
You're going to get three clues per item. Yes.
All right. And I like the kindergarten teacher approach where, unlike me, where I was a gym class teacher hucking dodgeballs at kids' heads saying, look, I'm trying to prepare you for real life. You got to get exactly 7 points. Here are your first five clues. This guy likes the color blue. He once ate a piece of salmon, and you'll find out why, because it's a famous piece of salmon that they ate. No, your game is a lot better than that.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's a lot better. Well, at least so people will enjoy it more.
Well, you know what? I think it's easier. I think it's easier for me to make it, and it's easier for you to play it. All right, let's kick it off. Let's do number one. So we're just getting silhouettes here if you're watching on YouTube.
I already have a guess based on the silhouette, but go ahead.
Darn it! Okay. Okay, so apparently he can juggle.
Ooh, I saw someone recently juggling in the Rockies dugout, but as I'm reflecting, it was part of the AT&T Sportsnet crew. No, and I think this guy whose silhouette it looks like can juggle. Okay, got it. He can juggle. I like that.
All right. Clue number two is known for being well-traveled.
All right. So that's starting to make me think it's definitely a reliever of sorts. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't know yet?
I do. It's the same guess just from the silhouette, but I also remember reading a story about this player being able to juggle. Okay.
Yes. All right. Clue number three. This one's it's going to give it away for you, Patrick.
Okay.
There's no one like him name wise.
Okay. All right. See, again, your clues are better than mine because I would just say there's no one like him. And you would have to figure out and be like, well, yeah, there's no one like anyone. I mean, we're all human beings. We're all snowflakes. But this, I believe, would be an allusion to this player being a double unique, which if you follow closely to this podcast, you unfortunately know a very useless piece of information. That, look, no one has his first name. No one has his last name. In fact, he's only met one person who has his same first name back when he was at Maple Woods Junior College. I believe that would be Mr. Ashton Godot.
Correct. You got yeah. it. Congratulations. I knew you would.
That's it. Yeah, he has. And you know what? He has a new locker because he kept getting bounced around back and forth to the majors. His locker's now in a different spot, too. So when you go back to the clubhouse, and he did get optioned back down to AAA, too. So even you might not even know what that home was. You'll know his first home and you'll know his next home, but you might not know that home in between.
I feel like I've missed so much. I hate that I missed an entire homestand, just like a whole week of baseball at Coors Field, because I feel like I have missed so much. And the fact that guys are just like moving around too, that's crazy to me. All right, let's do another guess though. Shall we? Are you ready?
Oh, the silhouette. Okay.
Okay.
It looks like my silhouette, by the way, but okay.
It kind of does. What if it is? What if it's about you? Okay. Right. Guess number one, or clue number one. Everyone argues about his nickname.
Ooh. All right. Well, they call me Patty Stats. I don't have too many.
Is it
nicknames.
About you, Patrick?
It could be. I don't know that. What are some of my other nicknames that I may or may not know about?
Maybe there are nicknames you don't know about. Maybe that's the problem. All right.
You talk behind my back. Okay.
We do talk about you a lot. All right. Clue number two. He's known for his harsh reviews of hotels.
Ooh. Okay. This is narrowing it down to two players. I can remember back in April, there were some stories about guys maybe sleeping on the wrong side of the bed or just sleeping on a particular bed. I think that was in Detroit, I want to say. And he started bringing his own pillow on the road. Okay, I feel like I'm getting closer.
Yeah, I think you're almost there. You're right there. Clue number three, his coffee order is a cold brew with two pumps of vanilla.
Okay, I don't have his order by memory, but I do know we're going to be doing some fun stuff with coffee orders coming up here soon. It's in the pipeline. I would have to say the man with six D's in his Twitter account, that would be
Brendan Rodgers. Yes, correct.
And what's his coffee order again?
It's a cold brew with two pumps of vanilla.
That sounds really good.
It does sound good. It does sound good. The second I'm able to like leave my house, I'm going to order one.
Have you been having any caffeine?
I made myself a chai today.
I don't think there's caffeine in chai, is there?
Yeah, there is.
Maybe
it's
a little
just
bit.
Not like a coffee. It's more like, yeah. It's just like a tea. It's a tea.
Okay. Did you get a little buzz off of it?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I didn't.
If I'm cleansed out from the caffeine, man, having one will really make me jump. So, but that's good. That's a good order. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's do our next guy. All right. They're new to the team this year.
All right. So again, now I think our producer, super producer Kale, he's behind the scenes today. I think he changed the graphic up mid show on this, just so it wasn't a silhouette. It was just someone's lower torso. If so, well played. I don't want to know the truth, but I think he did that. So
I don't know. We'll see, Patrick.
I didn't hear the first clue because I'm looking at this player's gams. What was it again?
Okay, they're new to the team this season.
Okay, Rockies had at least three guys I can think of off the top of my head. But you also have the major league debuts, which technically speaking does mean they are new to the Colorado Rockies. Not the organization, but the team. Okay, I like that first clue.
Mm-hmm. Second clue, a lot of people actually don't like them.
Oh my, whoa. I'm going to have to tap out on that. I'm going to have to use my pass card on this one. Don't like them? Okay, yeah. I know. All right, I know who it is. Go ahead. I see the curve. I figured out the curveball. All right, go ahead. Okay, I got it.
All
I
right,
figured out. I'll
who
just say
it?
This.
Do you want to guess? Do you want to guess or do you want the third clue?
Can I guess what the third clue is?
What's the third clue?
I'm flipping the game on his head. I'm now telling Alex Trebek what the questions are.
Alex Trebek would never let happen. I'm letting you get away with murder right now.
Yeah, I'm really Burt Reynolds-ing this game here, where I'm just taking it over here. There's nobody that is green with envy when it comes to this. Is that a clue?
No,
work?
I mean, I think it does work. My clue that I had prepared was known for being very leggy. Patrick, who am I talking about? Or what am I talking about?
It's a what? Really good. This one's good. I'll be impressed if anyone's listening. Again, I need to buy someone a beer. If you can get this from the clues, read all three of them again, because this is a really, really good one. I love this one.
All right. Creative.
Go ahead.
Thank you. All right. So clue number one, they are new to the team this season. Clue number two, a lot of people actually don't like them. And clue number three, known for being very leggy.
Known for being leggy. They, them, very crafty. Would that be the Nike City Connect green pants?
Oh, yes. You know it is.
That's it. The GPs. You tweeted something out. And by the way, that's another game coming too, Kale, where we're going to put you on the spot and we're going to show you like two or three tweets. And you have to figure out, was this a Susie tweet or a Patrick tweet? Because we mix it up pretty well and it can be fun. But yes, whenever they were in the City Connects, it's all about the green pants. And hey, green pants won on Sunday, 6-5. Crone and the green pants.
Crone and the green pants. Yeah.
Incidentally, Crone and the green pants, they are actually opening this weekend for local natives at Red Rocks. I am really excited to see their set. Yeah. Crone and the green pants. They're good. They're really good.
We need to make a list of the musicians on the 40-man roster.
I know.
We know Daniel. We know Bar the music guy.
That's the guy. Yeah. That's the guy I'm thinking of.
He's the guy. Does anyone else have any musical talent? We're going to find out.
We will. We'll have to do that.
We will.
We're going to have a lot of tambourine players, I got a feeling, maybe. Think about it. If you are – but you know what? I don't know if I had a conversation with him about it or whatever, or maybe I read an article, that like he only picked the guitar up later on. So I think this was when he was out of baseball. If you're playing baseball, you need to be playing baseball. You should not really be spending those 10,000 hours playing a guitar. No offense, Barry Zito. No offense, Bronson Arroyo. Bernie Williams, he did his thing after post-career. Maybe Daniel Bard will be the next Bernie Williams on this team.
That's fun. I love that for him. He's a good kid. All right. Good do people. We have time for a couple more?
I think we do.
Yeah, because I got three more. So how many more do we want to do?
Ooh.
All right.
Let's do one more. And we'll have to bring this back. This will have to be a quick turnaround because I want to play this again. We'll do it next week. So we'll do one more. And then we'll talk about tonight's game a little bit. We'll look at some of the lines and try to figure out. Let's make some people some money. And then they can thank us with their 3% ownership in the Rockies after they win $43 million on DraftKings Sportsbook. And maybe we'll get we don't really need free tickets, but they'll figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So this guy. A person, a human being, two-time All-Star, three-time Silver Slugger. Ooh, real trivia.
Two-time All-Star, three-time. So I'm already getting the vibes that this player may not be a Rocky, unless it's one Rocky in particular, just because Charlie's had four. Marquez was one. I wrote an article about this in the offseason, that going into this year, they had only two players who had ever been on an All-Star team. Now they signed Jose Iglesias, who had won, so okay, that technically now means they have a third. I think Alex Colome was on that list, he had one All-Star appearance. Okay, now they have four, and then they've got another guy, so that's who I'm leaning towards so far. Feel good but not great.
Okay, so clue number two, he was born on the 4th of July, so that's why it's relevant for this week.
Whoa.
Don't pull up a spreadsheet. Don't cheat.
No, I was going to just, no, I'm not going to cheat. Wow. Okay. I don't remember seeing anything on social media about now I'm starting to think this might not be a current Rocky. Okay. Continue.
All right, one more clue. Like a firework, he's a bomber for sure.
Okay, all right. Now the silhouette. All right, okay. I don't think I knew that this guy was born on the 4th of July. Also, he wouldn't make a very big deal about it because that date ultimately means nothing to him directly. Yep. Go ahead and give us all three clues again, if you could, please.
All right, so he's a two-time All-Star, three-time Silver Slugger. He was born on the 4th of July, and like a firework, he is a bomber for sure.
I think a lot of people will be surprised that it was only two All-Star appearances and three Silver Sluggers for third baseman Vinny Castilla.
You got it. This is a great picture, too. Yeah, so, you know, someone who's still around who we get to see all the time, but not a playing Rocky.
He looks more in shape now than when he played. It's insane,
he's
right?
He's in great shape. Oh, my gosh. Crazy.
He is. Back on STEM day, Redmond was throwing him, like, batting practice, and the kids were watching him launch baseballs. He was, like, 50% strength, and he was just putting him in the front row. Like, it was unbelievable. That's why I think baseball would do really well to try to come up with some kind of, like, senior league. You know, just, again, change the rules, maybe make the field a little bit smaller, so instead of it being, like, a 90-degree right angle, maybe make it only 45, so really you're just hitting it out to center field. You know, like that center field, that middle 45 degree angle. Figure something out and have some fun with it, because you know, there's some guys that people still want to see, and the batting stance is going to be the same. I was actually looking at some video of Austin Gomber when he was in high school, and it's Austin Gomber. Like, you're looking, like, it's the same. Everything is exactly the same from 11 years ago. And he's exactly the same guy for when he was 17. So that's for something later, Susie. That's going to be some trivia for you.
All right. I was going to say, why have you not sent this to me? I'm shocked. I don't like that we keep secrets from each other, but it's fine. It's fine.
Teaser. This is why you got to listen every day. Teaser. We'll do a show as we get closer to the draft of pictures of current Rockies, and maybe some former ones, back when they played ball in high school with Perfect Game, which is a conglomerate now at this point that goes around, has all these wonderful tournaments and whatnot. And so there are some images of guys just before they were drafted, just before they went off to college to play. And so seeing 17-year-old virgins, 17 to 18-year-old virgins of, I said it again.
You did.
And cut. Good thing this isn't live. Man, Susie, I got a real muck mouth.
So 17-year-old versions.
Well, yes. It's between that and Succession. Yes, versions, editions of themselves. There now, it makes no sense, but at least I could spit it out. Is interesting. So I think you'll be able to get all of them. But Gomber was the one where I saw and I go, I don't think I would have known that was Austin Gomber. That was the hardest one. And so I've kind of already tipped the hand a little bit.
Okay.
We'll see if you remember. You do have COVID brain, so I've got that.
I do have COVID brain, so there's a chance that the Susie that does that draft show will have no recollection of this conversation.
See, something good can possibly come of this, and it's just better content.
It is better content. No. Stupid Susie is much funnier.
Nothing good about it. All right, let's talk about Tuesday night's game. By the time you're listening to this, look, you've probably, if you're watching live, hey, great. If not, you're watching it, you're listening to this after the game. That's why we're just going to give you a little bonus feature here.
Oh, wait,
after we've already gone for 50 some minutes. You've got some news for us, Susie?
I do have an update that we got from Danielle Allentuck. Urania is the starter for the Rockies on Wednesday. So
there you go.
That's official. Let's talk about Tuesday. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Let's see if how well we did. Now, Dodgers are favored in this game, surprisingly. Rockies didn't come through, man. They had a chance. They were in the driver's seat on Monday. That was my DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. Mm-hmm. Felt really good about it. And it was looking great for a minute there, for a while, actually. You
know, that ninth inning was something for sure. So I really thought the Rockies were going to pull through. Didn't quite happen. So that was definitely super disappointing. But
CJ Cron, 3 homers in 2 days. If you have him hitting a homer on Tuesday night, that's +380. I'm putting down a share on that. I'm putting down a couple units on that one. I'm also going to put a unit down on Charlie Blackman, plus 650. How about that one?
All right. Let's go. Let's make some money.
And since you want to try to interrupt me with your breaking news about Tuesday night's ball game, I'm going to do it to you. Chris Taylor has a left foot fracture for the Dodgers. All right, now we're equal. Now we're even.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that information.
It popped up on my phone. I'm really not that petty. But if I'm given an opportunity to, I'm going to take it and be petty. Jose Iglesias is plus 900 for a homer. I'm gonna have to take the under on that. I'm sorry. I might just stay away from it altogether. Because that's the thing with, if you don't make a bet, you don't make a bet. But if you were to bet against Jose Iglesias to hit a home run, it's minus 3,000. So essentially, if you put up $3,000 and you were right, you would win $100. That's a big risk, but it's also probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Or if you bet $30, how about that? If you bet $30, you get back $1. So it's like not worth it, right?
Exactly. Not worth it. I'm like, there are too many numbers at me right now. My brain is super
DB.
Now.
All right, you got this DB going. A base hit for Brendan Rodgers. That's it. Just a base hit. Minus 205 on that one. I think we're going to see Rodgers get a hit. Crone or Blackman is going to homer, so I'm going to put a unit on each of those guys. As long as one of them plays out, that will end up working out quite nicely. And then the over-under for Hermen Marquez for strikeouts is 4.5. His thumb looked good. I saw it with my own eyes. Dodgers don't really strike out a bunch. Freeland looked good. He struck out a fair share. I think that line's right. Oh man, that one's a tough one. I'm going to bank on Marquez to kind of figure it out. I think he could still strike out five guys and have a so-so start. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd rather lose the bet and have him have a great start, right? But I would take the over on 4.5 at minus 110. Where do you think he's going to be at?
I'm taking the under because I have not seen his thumb with my own eyes, but I'm taking the under. I don't think he's going to have a terrible start or anything. I'm taking the under.
Well, look, he could strike out the first three batters in the first inning and then warming up in the top of the second gets injured. And so that's kind of also part of the wager and what you're betting. So it's going to be a fun one on Tuesday night. It's going to be fun on Wednesday. We'll be back again at 6:30. Looking like Thursday will be a Goodman day for folks out there. And then of course, you know, we'll be back next Sunday with a post game show before the Rockies are back home before we know it. San Diego and the Pittsburgh Pirates. We got an Apple TV game coming up that week too.
Exciting. Love Apple TV game.
Yeah. Yeah. This is make or break right now for the Colorado Rockies. No two ways about it. We'll have to break into the nitty gritty because it's not fun right now. It's definitely not fun because their season's on the line right now. And the odds are against them as far as pulling through goes. But right now, it's definitely on the line. And if they are this far back, even I want to say 7 games back of that final wild card, you've got to make a lot of moves. You don't have to, but you should.
But you should. Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully this is an eventful month for the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, it always is. It always is eventful in July. No two ways about it. And we'll keep you abreast of all of the situations with all of that on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at on Twitter.
And I am at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
Susie, you know what they say about momentum. What do they say?
I have no idea. You have to remind me.
COVID brain. That's right. Momentum, it's only as good as your next show. So I'll talk to you then.